Today is thankfulness, gratitude. We've just heard how Jesus healed 10 men of leprosy, and only one of them came back to say thank you and praise God. The one who came back was a Samaritan. As you probably know, to Jews, Samaritans were a despised group, considered culturally inferior, theological and liturgical heretics. And they were lepers. Bible scholars tell us it's hard to exaggerate the social alienation and isolation of these 10 men. People lived in dread of leprosy. What we call Hansen's disease today is treatable, but in Jesus' time it was thought to be radically contagious, and it made them ritually unclean, so that they had to live in total isolation from home, family, faith community. They lived alone, or sometimes banded together to become a small company of misery. So Jesus healed 10 men, and when only one came back to thank him, Jesus asked, not surprisingly, what happened to the other 9? We don't know what tone Jesus used asking this question. Is he sad, angry, flabbergasted? What he does make clear is that this unlikely Samaritan man has been embraced by grace. Arise and go thy way, thy faith has made thee whole. All 10 are finished with leprosy, healed. I imagine them getting back to their lives, families, after who knows how long away, and ostracized by their skin disease, but seemingly without thought of expressing gratitude to Jesus. It's a lesson in thankfulness, and it's not only the 9 ex-lepers who are shown up. It's all of us who fail to thank God always and for everything, as Paul puts it in Ephesians 5. We know with our heads that God is the great giver of all things, every breath of air we take, every mouthful of food, every note of lovely music we hear, every beautiful flower, every smile on the face of a friend, a child, or someone who loves us. All these and so much more are good gifts from God's abundant generosity and his love, the best gift of all, his son Jesus, who died and rose again for us as we celebrate in communion this morning. To intentionally live with thankfulness changes our attitude to, well, pretty much everything, individually, but also here in church. When a congregation practices gratitude, we'll come to worship not just to get something out of it, but to give thanks and praise to God. Stewardship is transformed into the glad gratitude of joyful givers. The mission of the church changes from ethical duty to the work of grateful hands and hearts. And prayer includes not just our intercessions and requests, but also our thanksgivings. C.S. Lewis, when a newly committed Christian, observed the connection between gratitude and personal well-being. He wrote, "I've noticed how the humblest and at the same time the most balanced minds praise most, while the cranks, misfits, and malcontents praise least. Praise almost seems to be inner health made audible." Numerous scientific studies have found that people who regularly write down things they're thankful for report fewer illnesses, feel better about their lives as a whole, and are more optimistic about the future. They also report getting more sleep and feeling more refreshed in the morning. And it has been found that gratitude can have an effect on other aspects of our physical health. In one study, all of the people who had experienced a heart attack, those patients who became more appreciative of life and thankful experienced a lower risk of having a second heart attack. So it's official. Gratitude is good for you. There's an old spiritual discipline of listing one's blessings, naming them before God and giving thanks. And it's a healthy thing to do, especially in a world where we are tempted to think we have an absolute right to health, happiness, and every possible creature comfort. Count your blessings, name them one by one, as the old hymn goes. So let us count our blessings and give thanks to God. I'd like to end with praying the Book of Common Prayer's general thanksgiving. Almighty God, Father of all mercies, we, thine unworthy servants, do give the most humble and hearty thanks for all thy goodness and loving kindness to us and to all men. We bless thee for our creation, preservation, and all the blessings of this life, but above all for thine inestimable love in the redemption of the world by our Lord Jesus Christ, for the means of grace and for the hope of glory. And we beseech thee, give us that due sense of all thy mercies, that our hearts may be unfeignedly thankful, and that we may show forth thy praise, not only with our lips, but in our lives, by giving ourselves to thy service, and by walking before thee in holiness and righteousness all our days. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, to whom with thee and the Holy Ghost be all honour and glory, world without end. Amen.